Joe Biden likes you. That was what commentator Ezra Klein took away when Joe Biden secured the Democrats' nomination for president. Klein wrote, quote, "Joe Biden likes you if you're a Democrat or a Republican. He likes you even if you don't like him, because it's his job to like you no matter how you vote," unquote. Well, now that the figurative confetti has dropped, let's get real. It is not, in fact, Joe Biden's job to like you. When he promised to work as hard for those who didn't support him as for those who did, Biden may well have been sincere, but liking you is not a president's job. Hopefully, a president governs benevolently on behalf of the general welfare. We'd like the president to be a decent, ethical being. Yet, the American Republic, from its founding, has carefully balanced the interests of property, the opulent minority of which James Madison spoke frankly, against the interests of the masses. The founders inherited an idea that there is a class of person best suited to govern. It's an aristocratic idea. And yet, since the masses outnumber them, popular sentiment is important for maintaining power. So, public relations and professional politics are critical to managing information and popular opinion. Part of this is assuring the public the president likes them, at least in general. Some say the United States has, in effect, a single party, the Property Party, with a rivalry between two managers, the Republicans and the Democrats. At election time, Democrats present themselves as the more inclusive and compassionate of America's managers, the party that likes you, the working class, more than the other camp does. Republicans, of course, contest that claim, telling its base that elitist liberals actually hold them in contempt, and they are the ones who like you. And so it goes in one cycle after another. A fascinating survey by the nonprofit Beyond Conflict found, among other things, that Americans occupy far more common ground than Democrats or Republicans commonly believe exists. Not only that, but the perception that the other camp despises them is much greater than the reality. In short, we have our differences, but we like each other more than we think we do. And social democratic ideas like national health insurance are generally more popular among us than with the leadership of our political parties. This exaggerated polarization has served the powerful more than any of us. The public relations aspect of what is sometimes called retail politics has us bamboozled if we think Joe Biden and Donald Trump are as kin to us as friends and family, when in fact they both belong to a ruling class that holds our interests in check. Now, this should not dissuade us from exercising our vote, but when we do, remember, we are selecting an officer, not a friend. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.